Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And if HCM Cloud Talk Radio gave out frequent guest points, our two guests today would be in the Platinum Club. Back on the show today with us are two HCM Cloud Talk Radio veterans, Heather McEnich, Oracle Senior Principal Product Advisor, and Randy Messer, Oracle Strategic Program Manager, HCM Development. Both are members of Oracle's HCM Cloud Development Center of Excellence team. Heather has been with Oracle for the past 6.5 years and in her current role works with large strategic customers to help them successfully implement and adopt Oracle's HCM Cloud products. She's also responsible for managing Oracle Special Pilot programs. Heather has 11 years of experience in retail and 14 years of experience in SaaS and internet-based application management and e-business survey software implementations. Randy has been with Oracle for the past 5 years and has more than 32 years of diversified experience in the high technology field, primarily in software engineering and related disciplines. His experience includes customer development, project development, marketing, consulting, support and pre-sales, and sales consulting with a particular focus on new product introduction, early customer adoption, and strategic customer support programs. Randy is currently responsible for the North America Payroll Readiness and Stability Programs, as well as the North America Payroll Year-End Program. Welcome, Heather and Randy. It's great to have you both back on the show today.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Heather and Randy have returned to HCM Cloud Talk Radio for their annual discussion to provide important information about the U.S. and Canada Payroll Year-End Program Review for 2019. Heather, as usual, with this topic, we have a lot to talk about, so let's get started. What should customers in the United States and Canada understand about preparing for their calendar year 2019 year-end process and reporting requirements if they are live, in production, HCM Cloud Payroll benefit customers, or will be live and in production in the first few weeks of calendar year 2019?
Thanks, Frank. We're trying really hard to ensure that customers are successful with payroll year-end, and we're trying various topics to be able to get customers to get informed. So we're trying different ways. So the first one is the information center that's on Moz for US and Canada that talks about the detailed steps, processing guides, checklists, videos. It's the easiest way to see the related payroll year-end documentation, and it's all in one place. So it's a really, really great way to get started. Second, the Cloud Customer Connect year-end information session to ensure that customers can be in a live session. We present customers and walk them through all of the documentation that's out there to help them with payroll year-end. And then they're able to ask questions and get instant feedback so that they make sure that they're on the right path. Third, on Customer Connect, we have a forum for customers to be able to ask questions regarding payroll year end. And with this, the community will help answer questions. It could be from the Oracle development team, the product team, the partners, or just Oracle customers like yourselves who have gone through the process before. They'll give you a helping hand. Finally, this is really, really important. We send out cloud notifications through the automated cloud notifications portal that your admin will have access to. Just ensure that you're getting those notifications so that you can be known of the statutory updates that are required and actions that have to be met for payroll year end. So be sure that you ask your cloud administrator to put you on those notifications, especially for year end.
Okay, so how can customers be proactive to ensure they're getting the latest information from Oracle on the year-end program for payroll and benefits? I know you mentioned the notifications. Is there anything else?
Yeah, so they can definitely meet with their teams and make sure that they pull down all of the payroll year-end documentation and then take a look at it collaboratively within their teams to ensure who's doing what. What we find is that customers wait until the very end of the cycle, end of November, beginning December, and they're scrambling to try to figure out who's doing what for payroll year end, who's doing the balancing, Who's running a mock payroll year-end process? It's really important to get in front of that. And then also subscribe to Hot Topics in Moss, which will give you the documentation for payroll year-end as it relates to statutory updates in a timely manner in your inbox so that you can go click on those and make sure that you're informed.
Great. Thanks, Heather. So, Randy, to help customers understand the year-end program model for HCM payroll and benefits, where can they go for an overall view of the required activities and specific tasks they should be planning to execute to complete the year-end process in a successful manner?
Yes, Frank. To follow Heather's opening remarks, we've tried to make this easy. So customers should consult their country-specific year-end guide, and they'll find two key documents in those areas that lead them through the details as well as a broad overview. First, there's a year-end guide, and secondly, there's a year-end checklist. The latter will focus on specific tasks and details of the work to be completed in the year-end process. There's also a video review of the year-end process which can be viewed, which will further explain the steps for year-end close and reporting for payroll. For the U.S.-based benefits customers, there's an ACA or Affordable Care Act configuration reporting guide, which will address areas for that reporting topic if they're using HCM Cloud Benefits for ACA reporting in calendar 2018. This, of course, is only applicable for the United States employees, not for Canada. There's also a specific white paper in the HCM knowledge base that addresses the setup and configuration data for the Affordable Care Act reporting for U.S.-based customers subject to that requirement that will provide all the details customers might need.
Great. All right, so Heather, I understand that the United States Internal Revenue Service has announced that a new W-4 form is now available and that Oracle will be including this in the calendar year 2019 year-end statutory update. Can you clarify the status of this form and actions customers will need to take during their calendar year 2019 year-end activity?
Yes, many customers should have already received notification from Oracle stating that this is the case, that there's going to be a new W-4 form. So what we have done is we have put links in that documentation to go and look at the draft status of the 2020 W-4 form with the employee's withholding certificate. It's kind of like doing a mini tax return. So we want customers to be able to walk through the steps necessary so that they understand what's expected of them. We believe that the form is going to be proven out from the government and be able to be in their non-production environment by December 13th, and then in their production environment by December 20th. The actions that you really should do is we encourage you to go look at the documentation regarding the W-2 announcement, and the document ID is really important for you to go look at, the 260-2817.1. We also are going to have a session on Cloud Customer Connect on November 15th, this Friday. So if you are listening to this after this podcast, of course, go look that up because you're going to be able to see and hear all the steps necessary for you to be successful with this process.
And thanks for that, Heather. So it sounds extremely important for our customers to check out that document, and it sounds like it would be great for them to tune into the Cloud Customer Connect. So thanks for letting our customers know about that. So, Randy, now that we're in November 2019, what should customers be focusing on to begin the year-end program planning and scheduling process? Are there a few key areas on which they should be targeting their planning and review efforts?
Frank, yes, there are, and they're specifically outlined. We've identified five principal topics that customers should be focusing on at the present time. First, they need to complete their R13-19D quarterly update, which is ongoing right now. Or if going live early in January, having a preliminary plan around the go-live process and their pending R13-20A quarterly update if needed. Second, they need to be confirming their update cadence for all instances to ensure that they're on the quarterly cadence opt-in so they receive all future planned statutory updates that we'll be providing coming from November forward all the way through February and March of next year, which would contain the necessary statutory content. Third, they need to have planned out and scheduled any needed instance copies, PTTs or TTTs, around the quarterly and statutory update events so that they can be sure that their environments are properly configured to receive and then test those updates. And fourth, they need to ensure that they're performing some key maintenance activities over the next 3 months to ensure year-end readiness, several of which Heather has already mentioned. And finally, they need to ensure that the customer has a planning process underway for an end-to-end plan for the payroll and benefits year-end project through February or March 2020 with HCM release R13-19D and then 20A, which will give them a complete environment in which all of the necessary year-end close and year-end reporting activities can be completed. As customers go live events from their implementation cycle, they may need to move off concurrent updates to the standard update models, which are now aligned to the quarterly updates for both stage and production environments, and ensure that they're in the quarterly first update group, or Group A, if they're going to be an active HCM Cloud payroll user. Making this change at least a quarter in advance of a go-live date is recommended so that the customer does receive any planned statutory updates in time for a go-live milestone and then following statutory updates after a go-live event released on the regular schedule.
Okay, so I know you mentioned some maintenance activities. I know Heather has mentioned a couple, but could you go into more detail on what some of these key maintenance activities that live customers should be performing during the run-up period to the year-end close, and then reporting phase in early calendar year 2020, which is, I think, January for U.S.-based customers and February for Canadian customers. And are these identified in the payroll year-end checklist tool as well?
Yes, Frank, absolutely. We have explicitly outlined all of these key tasks that fall into the periodic maintenance activities, and those are outlined in the year-end checklist that are particular for your country, either the Canadian side or the U.S. side. What we would recommend customers do is consult the year-end checklists and year-end guides published in the Information Center for each country. Once the R13 update has been completed for 19D and any 20A future planning items identified for the January-February timeframe in 2020, customers have their quarterly update cadence set as well for all their instances. There are a number of best practice areas that will help the customer readiness for the year-end project activities to be accomplished successfully and with a minimum of effort on their staff part. These would typically fall into several areas. One would be performing monthly and quarterly reconciliations. Second would be loading geographies after the monthly Vertex updates occur. Third would be generating run balances as required to keep the customer's payroll and benefits applications up to date as to customer-specific and application data extracts and reports. This type of activity done regularly will help keep the customers aligned from a configuration standpoint and minimize the amount of review and data correction to be performed to complete their year-end close and also their year-end reporting early in 2019, either for U.S. or Canadian customers.
Great. It sounds like all this is in the year-end checklist tool, so that's really good for our customers. So thank you, Randy. So Heather, as to a planning process at the customer level, what are the principal areas they should be including in that process, and where would they also involve their Oracle contacts? I guess to follow on to that, are there some specific key topical areas to be included, and can they fit these tasks into the published year-end checklist for the U.S. or Canada?
Yeah, Frank, the planning process, as Randy was talking about, is outlined in that year-end checklist and the year-end guides. The great thing about the year-end checklist when we created it, it's formatted in Excel spreadsheet, so you can download it, and then there are live links that are relevant for each topic. So if you're new to payroll year-end and you're confused about what those topics might be, you can just click on them, and it will take you to that actual task to understand what it is that you need to perform to be compliant. Then there's also the ACA configuration guide for customers who have reporting requirements for the calendar year 2020 for benefits. So they really need to take a look at that as well.
Okay. And is there a way that customers and partners can be automatically kept up to date on any updates to the U.S. tax laws and IRS reporting rules or any similar changes which may occur in Canada for that matter?
Yeah. So it's interesting that you mentioned this because – you know, we talk about it a lot, but the hot topics in MOS is really the best way for customers to be able to sign up for email-based notifications on certain tasks that they want or topics that they want to be able to understand about, and they'll get them in their inbox year-round. So a lot of people don't know about this option to be able to receive them automatically in their inbox. So we really stress upon every conversation that we have about either payroll year end or any kind of updates is to go to that Hot Topics and sign up, and then you'll automatically be notified and won't ever miss out on an important notification again.
Great advice, Heather. And I know that a lot of customers are have asked for that kind of information, so I'm glad you gave that tip. Thank you. Randy, with regards to the 19D update and alignment with the year-end statutory patching updates that are needed for the payroll and benefits year-end processing, what do customers need to understand about the updates and the update process?
Yes, Frank. As is outlined in the first statutory update posted to the Information Center for both U.S. and Canada in My Oracle Support, customers will need to have their R13 19D quarterly update completed with their validation and testing phase by 1 December 2019 for all of their stage and development instances, and in most cases for their payroll instances if live and in production. In November, they're going to be receiving the R13 19D update, first on stage and development and secondarily on production, which is the required base for all of the following statutory updates for payroll and benefits to close calendar 2019 and provide for year-begin updates for calendar 2020. Also, as we mentioned earlier, all customers should be configured to be receiving quarterly-only updates rather than the optional monthly update cadence that some customers utilize during implementation phases. The payroll and benefits customers in the U.S. and Canada need to be receiving standard quarterly updates 19D and 20A during the payroll year-end period as well, as that timing is required by the product management and development team to deliver any statutory updates quickly as they're finalized by the various regulatory agencies in both countries. All the customers, both the United States and Canada, will be required to uptake the 19D and 20A quarterly updates as part of the regular R13 cadence and preparation for these statutory updates.
So you just mentioned that the 19D update is required in November for all U.S. and Canada customers who are payroll users and planning to receive the statutory updates. Why is this specific version required?
Yes, the legislative updates for the year end of year 2018 and year begin 2019 document for both the U.S. and Canada country levels outline the requirements for customers to have the HCM environments on the 19D update release, because this is a base version on which the year-end and year-begin statutory updates assume are in place and available in the customer instances. So it's essential for the customers to be on that version so we can deliver those updates. All of the details on versions and the update schedules for the statutory updates are outlined in the legislative updates document for each country that I mentioned. Can be found in the information centers. There will be additional updates provided on the quarterly 20A update that's coming out in February as well as we move a little bit later into the year-end program. So that'll provide the customers the detailed rationale as to why those two versions will be required.
Great. Thanks, Randy. So, Heather, when and how will the statutory updates that are required to provide customers with the needed year-end updates for payroll and benefits be provided? And is there a central calendar customers can review and refer to for their planning purposes?
Yes, Frank, there is a statutory patching update calendar. And the great thing this year is that that came out in February of 2019. So we have a very set calendar in terms of when patching actually happens for the statutory updates. So in the November schedule, the customers would have gotten the November maintenance pack and the statutory updates on November 1st in their non-production environments, and they'll get it in November 15th in their production environments. And then the December schedule is December 13th in their non-production environments, and then December 20th in their production environments. If they want to go look at the details behind those statutory updates and legislative updates, which gives them more information regarding what's occurring, they can go to that information center that we mentioned before in MOS, and there's a document ID that they can reference, the 254-2789.1, and then the information center, again, that one-stop shop for everything payroll year-end related information, is located on the document 206-3588.2. And then finally, if you're in Canada and you want to look at that same information, there are two additional documents that you would want to be able to pull. And those are 2399247.1. And then the information for Canada is 210-2586.2. So I know it's a little bit odd to be reading off document numbers, but the good thing is those don't change. And then you can always reference them and always get the latest information, and they're cumulative. So we really stress that customers should go out there and look at that information.
Great. So another question. Do the Vertex updates that are provided monthly to licensed payroll customers take into account any U.S. or Canadian tax law or reporting changes? And where can our listeners find details on those monthly Vertex updates?
Yeah, the monthly Vertex updates, as we all know, happen every single month, and there's no downtime related to those. So they're kind of a seamless process. Again, back on that information center, they can just click on the Vertex updates from that information center and be able to read the information and consult the frequently asked question document on that Vertex tab to be able to look at the 2019 updates and the revision to both the U.S. and the Canadian tax rates. Vertex will update monthly as the final tax law changes are fully implemented and the tax withholding guidance is communicated to the U.S. businesses. So again, look at that Vertex tab on that information center for all the information related to Vertex.
Great advice. Thank you, Heather. So Randy, what about planning for HCM image refreshes? You know, the P to T's and the T to T's for on-customer instances. How will those be handled during the year-end program window? And what details should customers bear in mind with the year-end program?
Yes, Frank. As the year-end statutory schedule indicates in the legislative update document, the monthly updates and quarterly updates, as well as statutory patching, are date coordinated so that the P2T online calendar that customers use in their My Services portal indicates that the blackout and availability dates are mapped onto that display and are clearly indicated. So with that data shown in context, customers can then plan their needed P2T and T2T refreshes within the payroll and benefits year-end program with this published schedule document. Any changes to the planned statutory patching update will be reflected in the updated legislative update documents for the U.S. and Canada customers that are posted to MOS, as well as in the online P2T schedule tool. So customers should very clearly be able to plan this out effectively for their year-end window.
Okay. And I'm sure we're going to have some first-time payroll or benefit customers going through this process this year. So, you know, where can these customers go and get guidance and exchange information with other HCM Cloud customers who've already performed a year-end program in prior years?
That's right, Frank. Yes, we are growing the HCM payroll base. So fortunately, there's now a large community of HCM Cloud payroll and benefits customers who are live and in production, some of them for quite a few years. And many of them have been in live in production for at least 3 years as we've been growing that base. This forms a community of users who can provide additional support, input, and suggestions to new HCM Cloud and payroll benefits customers who are going live this year and going through their first year end. The best way to engage in this community is via the Oracle Customer Connection and then within the specific payroll and benefits forums which exist within Customer Connect. Customers can join those and then raise questions and drive issues forward in those particular domains on a variety of subjects and issues. And other customers and members of the Oracle development and PM teams also monitor and participate in these groups and threads. So customers can get guidance on questions and updated details in these forums. In addition, HCM partners can do the same thing in the Oracle Partner Network area, as well as now in Customer Connect. For the 2019 period, we've got a dedicated landing page for North American payroll year-end activity within Customer Connect. It's located within the Workforce Rewards Forum area, and so Heather and the rest of the team are posting relevant questions and information to that page, which will assist customers who visit with dealing and where to go, what to do on some of these issues.
Great. Sounds like a great source of information for our first-time payroll or benefit customers, or for any payroll or benefit customers. So get out and make sure you join up on Cloud Customer Connect. So Heather, when will the final details on the year-end statutory updates be provided to customers, and when and where can they find this information? I guess a follow-up to that, will they be provided as a single update, or will there be a series of updates?
Yeah, we talked a little bit earlier. So they come out on a throughout the year cycle, right? So as it gets closer to the year end, we always call them just-in-time updates because we're waiting for the legislative updates to happen. So those can actually be found, again, as we mentioned before, in the information center under the legislative and statutory updates. But once customers sign up for Hot Topics, those will automatically be pushed to them if they sign up for them. And if they don't, again, they can go to the information center for the U.S. or Canada and pull down the cumulative updates that are occurring.
Okay, great. And if, let's say, customer starts testing their year-end update and they have an issue and they suspect that there's a problem in their update, when should customers log a My Oracle support service request?
As soon as they find it. I would not wait for testing within the team. I would log a SEV1 SR and put payroll year-end issue or payroll issue on it, and then call the hub after, you know, they've logged the issue to ensure that they can get movement on the actual SR, ensure that the other teams within their organization are well notified and they have backup and potentially 24/7 around the clock kind of work so that Oracle can help assist them in a solution.
Again, great advice, Heather. I've seen where customers will open a SEV1 SR and not mark it 24/7 or not call the hub. And, it should be open that SR, call the hub, get it marked 24/7 and have it work. So that's great advice. Will HCM partners also be advised of the same payroll and benefits year-end details as we're sharing with the U.S. and Canada end-user customers in this session?
Absolutely. A lot of our SIs actually internally within their own organization also implement Oracle HCM Cloud for their practice as well. So they're not only implementers for customers, but they're also implementers for themselves. So they see firsthand how to utilize the system and can give really good information back to the customers. But this same information is available to both partners and to customers. And we really ensure that everyone gets the same information, but it's a great way for the customers to be able to get an advantage on those SIs who actually deploy Oracle in-house as well.
Great. So any last thoughts you'd like to offer customers in the U.S. and Canada who will be performing their payroll and benefits year-end projects this year?
Yeah, we have quite a few customers this year that are in double digits that are going to be performing payroll year-end, right? And we really have tried to lay out a really, really well-defined document and process. Again, we're trying to communicate effectively and efficiently with customers to ensure that they're going to be successful for payroll year-end. We're going to be having several sessions, as I talked about before, on Cloud Customer Connect where they can ask questions. We'll have live sessions. They can come and they can review those sessions, pull down the actual PowerPoints and listen to the audio replays of both this webcast and then also the future ones. But the really big thing is that when Randy and I were talking, you have 4 weeks until payroll year end. So let's get going. Let's get started. Let's get your questions answered and let's have a successful payroll year end.
Fantastic. Thank you, Heather. You know, and Heather and Randy, as always, this has been another very comprehensive and detailed overview of the calendar year 2019 payroll year-end program for U.S. and Canada. I want to thank you both for returning to the show again this year and sharing this important information with our listeners. I am certain this review was very helpful and a great source for Oracle Cloud Payroll customers. And we look forward to having you back next year at the same time to hear about the 2020 payroll end-of-year program. And by then, you'll have earned the diamond status, one step up from the platinum, yeah? So many thanks to you both for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. It's always great to have a conversation with you. And I know payroll year end isn't the most exciting topic, but we try.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks, Randy. And if you would like to learn more about the calendar year 2019 U.S.-Canada payroll year-end program, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation that we discussed on the show today. Document 194440.0.1, and that's the Oracle Fusion HRMS End-of-Year Processing Guide. Document ID 209631.5.1, and that's the Oracle Fusion HCM for Canada end of your processing guide. 206-358-8.2. That's the Information Center, Fusion Human Capital Management, United States Legislative Update. Document ID 210-258-6.2, and that's the Information Center, Fusion Human Capital Management, Canada Legislative Update. Document 150-448-3.1, that's the All White Papers for Fusion Applications HCM, which Heather mentioned earlier. 220-505-7.1, that's Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for United States, End of Year Payroll Processing Checklist. 220-497-2.1, Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for Canada, End of Year Payroll Processing Checklist. 254-278-9.1, Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for United States, Payroll Legislative Update for 2019 to 2020. Document ID 250-157-1.1, that's the Oracle Payroll Simplified Maintenance Policy. Document 239-924-7.1, and that is the Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for Canada, Payroll Legislative Updates for End of Year 2019 and Year Begin 2020. Document 260-281-7.1, Oracle Fusion Human Capital Management for the United States, 2020 W-4 Announcement. And Document ID 205-726-3.1, and that is the Oracle Applications Cloud Service Administrator Access to My Services. Another great source of information for Oracle's customers and partners is Cloud Customer Connect, which we talked about today. And you can get to that by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And with regards to our show today, please check out the following resources. HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Post-Go-Live Stabilization Phase Recording, and that is at bit.ly/2WTO2EsR. HCM, Journey to the Payroll Cloud again, Post-Go-Live Stabilization Phase, the presentation. And that is at the same shortened URL, which is bit.ly/2WTO2ESR. And HCM Journey to the Payroll Cloud, Go Live and Post Go Live Checklists. And that's at bit.ly/2K7J13. And our last link is to the IRS Preliminary 2020 W-4 Announcement, which you can reach by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2P(M)V(L)Y. And here you can review the second early release draft of the 2020 IRS Form W-4, which the IRS is providing now so that programming of payroll systems can begin. Preparing for and understanding payroll year-end process and reporting requirements is important and can be complex. So if you have any questions about our topic today, please be sure to send us an email to hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can, of course, also send us ideas for topics you would like to hear on future HCM Cloud Talk radio shows. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for tuning in to HCM Cloud Talk Radio to find out more about the calendar year 2019 payroll end-year program review for the U.S. and Canada. We hope the information Heather and Randy provided was helpful for your Oracle Cloud Payroll service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.